come round. Find me when you're alone. And I'll ride over, but I got tired. Free my life.
Also have a great official video for your song We Fall In. Tell me about that song and the making of that video.
The musical part of it was kind of, I just wrote it one evening. It's just one, I mean, I loved Simon and Garfunkel and, well, Bob Dylan more so, and that definitely the picking in that style is very based on my listening to those two artists. And yeah, the subject matter in the video, let's see, well, the video, there's this thing online called, what's it called? Archive, like online archive. And it's all this footage that this company's put together where it's just people upload or whatever archival footage that the public can use. Sometimes it's not for, you can't like use it for commercial use or whatever, but sometimes you can because it's purely public domain. So I don't know what I was looking at, but I randomly found this footage by this guy. And it just, it was really cool because it was from the 40s and just kind of capturing people's reactions in a town in, I think it was North Dakota. And obviously at that point, there wasn't too many cameras around. So people were very excited and kind of like happy to see this camera. And, you know, I thought it really captured, like some simple essence of humanity, the way that he filmed people. And it seemed really pure. And so I thought I just kind of listened to that, the song, once we recorded it and saw the video, saw the footage, and it just really seemed to like fit. So that's how that came together. And so I sat for hours just editing little clips together until made kind of a video for it.
How did the two of you approach your songwriting? Is it very collaborative?
It's definitely more so now. I mean, I've been writing songs for so long, mostly by myself, and I still do that a lot. But with a newer, like me and Sierra are actually working on new music right now. We're going to record in June. And so right now we're spending hours together just going over the songs we have, and definitely a lot more collaboration happening now than before. And I mean, we've always collaborated on the melodies and the harmonies and things like that. It's exciting to be able to work more together on the newer stuff, and because she's very talented and as a very creative mind, so it's really cool to work with her.
When do you feel most in your element personally, when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I don't know. It's hard to say, actually, because they all have different kind of feelings to them. I definitely enjoy the creation of music the most, I would say. And so sometimes that happens in the studio, sometimes that happens outside of the studio. One thing I definitely enjoy is going into the studio and coming up with things on the spot in the studio because I do feel like it's when you're forced to create something, in a sense, like if you have a time limit or whatever, you do sometimes kind of focus your attention and creative juices or whatever into that moment, and really cool stuff can come from there. And it's really fun to add those things and making music, putting recordings together is definitely one of the most rewarding parts of being a musician, just hearing, like, you're creating these sounds and it's really cool. So yeah, I would say the recording, my favorite.
You've performed extensively across the country and in Europe, and have opened for artists like Mason Jennings and Alan Doyle. I'm sure you've been making lots of amazing memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Probably the most memorable O.C. Elliott show we had was actually our own show. We had planned this kind of CD album release party in Victoria in February, and we... it was like for February. We decided to do this venue called Upstairs Cabaret, which is still used as a venue in Victoria. It used to be a very popular venue, but it kind of became more of like a club. But now they're trying to make it back into more of a venue. So we booked this venue, and we expected to sell, I don't know. We didn't really expect too much, maybe like 150 tickets or whatever. And so we booked the show, and we had booked a few nights in Tofino before to play a couple shows to kind of warm up and make sure we were on point, and then came back that evening for our show, and it was like crazy snowstorm, which never really happens in Victoria, and like blizzarding, and like it was pretty intense, and the roads were getting shut down, and so we're like, oh, like our show, no one's gonna come to our show because Victoria cannot handle snow, and it gets completely shut down if like more than 2 inches falls. And there was, it was blizzarding. And so we got to the venue and people kept on coming. It was kind of this like magical evening just because of the snow, and people in Victoria really, when it does snow, it's like a real magical thing. And the event just turned into this beautiful thing, and it was sold out, like 450 people, and everyone was dead quiet when we played. And it was just a really touching event for us in many ways. And so that was my favorite show for O.C. Elliott.
I saw that you'll be performing at the Edmonton Folk Music Festival this summer. What else is on the horizon for you over the next couple of months?
Well, not too much. We're focusing on the recording and the writing right now. And so with that comes a lot of organization with, like, well, for one thing, the recording, and then mixing and mastering. And there's a lot of mental things that go on there. And then we got to come up with an album cover, and then we got to work on press photos and all sorts of things to get it ready for release kind of in the fall. So that's kind of our focus, besides the couple of random shows we have locally, and then the one in Edmonton. And then after the fall, we'll definitely, or even during the fall, we'll get touring again and start playing more and more live.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of those upcoming releases and tour dates?
Definitely. It is just ocelliott.com, and OC is OCIE. And then ELLIOTT.com. Yeah. And then we're on Facebook and everything else.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Mingle and Pine. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, Mingle and Pine, I don't know. Kind of like, funnily enough, it came from, we live in Victoria, and there's float planes constantly going by. And so they always create this, like when they go overhead, they create a tone. Like a note. And so one morning, I heard this float plane go by, and I suddenly had this inspiration to like have this droney note with a kind of a folk song over it. So I started playing this really simple chording over this drone, and it just seemed to, it sounded kind of cool to me. And so, I wrote the song, and it's meant to be kind of like a throwback in a way, like nature inspired folk track. So that's what it was.
I love that one.
Thanks.
John, thank you so much for talking to me for NDB.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for talking to me.
Golden green mingling pine, my hands are warm, butchers in mine. Give me your slight nestling bones. I wanna retire to your breath tones. Baby, don't go. Wait until morning and you see how winter has long for south. Everything's gone to be better now. No, you don't like sun going down. Darkness crawls into your frown. Darling, I'm here for you to tell all of your fears. How will as well? Baby, don't go on now. Wait until morning, then you see how winter has flown for the south. Give me your warm sugary mouth. Ooh, 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 everything's gone to be better now. Everything's gone to be better now. Mm-hmm.